Now let's talk about your.
Let's talk about Schroeder.
Yeah, tell us.
So Schroeder, I've had him, I got him shortly after I got out of vet school. So I had him almost 16 years and he had, it was thankfully I had him as a pet because I don't think he would have lived very long otherwise. He had so many problems and he had back problems, which anybody who has a dachshund potentially knows what can happen to our back dogs or our long bodied dogs. So his back went out and he had two surgeries for that. He had bladder stones and it took me a while. That's why he was on a specific diet. It took me twice, two surgeries to figure out exactly what diet he needed. He was attacked by another dog once and got knocked out. And that was an emergency trip to the clinic. I ran over him once and,
poor you.
I know. I really thought, okay, this is it. He was about 14 at the time. I thought, oh, this is it. I'm going to lose him. And darn it. No, the dog snapped back. And one thing I have to say that I learned at that point in time is when I anesthetized him to sew up his cuts and his wounds and x-ray him, I actually got out the dental x-ray machine and because his teeth, I brush my dog's teeth every day and his teeth looked gorgeous on the outside. And I took x-rays of his mouth, just kind of playing around with the dental unit. And I realized he had periapical tooth root abscesses almost on almost every bottom tooth, you know, mandibular tooth in his jaw. And I thought, how much pain is this dog in? So I started pulling teeth while somebody else was sewing up the incision or the lacerations, and I started pulling teeth, and by golly, that dog woke up just, you know, like he was 2 years old. He was just much, much happier. Even though I'd hit him with my car, the dog was happier. And I'm like, he was in pain. I didn't realize that. And so Schroeder, I hope I'm a better vet because of you, and I love you.